If you want one example why the dollar is so weak, look no further than housing. Home prices in Britain continue to soar, despite many predictions the market would cool. So house price inflation is one big reason the Bank of England is expected to raise rates once again. The opposite is true in the United States. A weak housing market may mean the Federal Reserve's next move is a cut in rates. So big investors are moving their money where they can get higher returns.
It's now that we're seeing this big disparity between the UK economy, which looks quite robust, and the US economy, which appears to be faltering, that we're seeing this play out on the currency markets.
That's the why, but now what's the effect? Well, if you live in Europe, this is the cheapest time in nearly 15 years to head to the USA. Virgin Atlantic says its Easter bookings to the U.S. were up 15% over last year and says the dollar hitting 2-1 should sell even more tickets now that people have become aware of the bargain. But, of course, it's now even more expensive for Americans to leave home.
We haven't been at 2 very many times in most people's lifetimes, so there will be people taking advantage of that. And by contrast, there is absolutely no doubt that at this kind of exchange rate, U.S. tourists find London pretty prohibitively expensive.
The pain is reversed for companies. American firms have found it cheaper to sell their goods overseas. Coca-Cola on Tuesday credited favorable currency impact as one reason it saw a 24% jump in the value of sales in Europe and Asia in the first quarter. But European companies have spent the last few years finding ways to counter the strong pound and euro as they try to sell goods in the U.S. Either way, analysts say companies plan for currency moves, so stock markets aren't impacted as much as people's travel plans. Jim Bolton, CNN, London.